The Gemara in Daf Chaf Aleph Aleph goes through the describes the great length, so we would go through it to make sure that the Parah Aduma was done by Tyra, and it explains that they had these chatzeres in Yerushalayim. They were built on Gabi Yasela, and there was a halal, no chashash of kibra tohom, there being the pregnant women who would give birth over there and be megadol the kids by Tyra, to make sure that everything that has to do with the Parah Aduma is done with complete Tyra. So the Miri has a kash over here. He says, fine, you're going to take care of the babies, you're going to make sure that they did not become tummy with tumas mace, but what about the mother? The mother who is pregnant with them, how do we know that the mother never became tummy with tumas mace? And if the mother became tummy, then the chayr should be metame the baby, b'me'imai, and now the baby is going to be tummy. That's the kasha of the Miri. And the Miri answers, al pi a cloud we find in the Mishnayos and Tyrus, that there's a concept of tyra balua, ena metame. If something is balua inside something else, it does not become tummy. So if the baby is balua b'me'imai, he's inside the mother's stomach, even if the mother becomes tummy, he will not become tummy. Because of this call of Tyre Bula Enamatamas, we're not concerned with the mother becoming Tame. Now, from this Meiri, Lachar Yavaraya connected a Yisayt of the Avnei Miluim and the Mechas Chinuch, being Mevar the Shitas HaRekeach. There's a famous Chiddush from the Rekeach, brought down by the Shach in Yeridea. He's talking about the Shaila, what happens if an Eshes Kayan is Muberes, an Eshes Kayan is pregnant, and she wants to walk into a room that has a mace, is it mutter for her to go in? Or not. So what's a shayla? So a kehenes is allowed to become tummy to a mace. A aishas kind could become tummy to a mace. It's only a kind zachar who's not allowed to become tummy mace. So over here, this aishas kind is pregnant. So if the vlad is a zachar, that means he's a kind, and she would not be allowed to go in because he might become tummy in the ayla mace. So is it mutter for it to go in or not? So the rekech says a chiddush that she's allowed to go in because you have a svek sveka. It's a suffik. Maybe it's a zacher, maybe it's an akeva. If it's an akeva, she could go in. And even if it's a zacher, maybe it's a nafel, maybe it's not a vlad shukayama, maybe the baby is not alive. And therefore, because of the svek sveka, he's mata her to go into the oil hames. So the Magen Avraham in Arachayim Shimon Gimel asks a kasha on this rakeach, a shnarka kasha. He says, why does the rakeach need to come onto the svek sveka? Forget about the svek sveka. Even without that, it should be mutter because of the klal we just mentioned, the klal of tyre balua ena metama. The baby is balua b'me'imai, then, and the baby is not tummy. Even if you know for sure it's a kain, it won't become tummy because the baby is balua b'me'imai. As a matter of fact, the Magen Avraham. So the Avnei Miluim and the Mechas Chinuch both say you cite over here that tyre balua would not apply to an uber b'me'imai. Tyre balua is only when you have some type of object which is balua, which is separate from the entity that it's balua in. So if you had something balua in the b'me'imai of the mother, then it won't become tummy. But the baby is different because a baby, we say ube yarachimai, a baby is considered one of the evarim of the mother, and therefore if the mother becomes tummy, all her evarim become tummy, and the baby will become tummy as well because we view him as a neighbor of the mother, not as a separate entity, and therefore even though it's balua, it will still become tummy, and that's why the rekeach has to come onto the svek sveka to be mater the kenisa to the oil hames. But if not for that, it would be yasser because tar balua would not apply over here. That's the chiddush of the So from the Miri in our sugya, you see not like that. You see from the Miri that even though we're talking about a baby who's alive and who's going to be born, afal pichein, he does use the klal of tar balua ena metama, and therefore he says it's not a problem if the mother becomes tamei. So he seems to hold that that would apply to an ube b'mei imai, even though ube yarchimai, the klal of tar balua would still apply. And if you that, you wouldn't need a command to the sex fake of the rekech to be matter the ishes kind by elamay. So lechayr would be mutter even without it because the tar blua in a metamen. There would be a lechayr nafkamina la lacha. Let's say today you have a ishes kind muber who wants to go into a hospital or a place where there's tumah, and she happens to know that the baby is a vlad. She found out through a sonogram that the baby is a male. Could she go into the Ayla Meis? So if you hold like the Rekeach, it would be Yasser, because you no longer have a Svek Sveika, and we know for sure that it's a Zachar, it's only one suffix, suffix by Aslachumra, she wouldn't be allowed to go in. But Lafi, the Svar of the Miri over here, who holds that we could use the Svar of Tar Balua in a Matama, then it doesn't make a difference if there's no Svek Sveika, even if we know for sure it's a Zachar, Afal Pichin would be mutter to go in because of this din of Tar Balua in a Matama.